And it is beginning to, after last week's loss, after the loss, I think the Baltimore loss, there's beginning to be that little rumble, that little buzz that the Cowboy fan base gets when they're dissatisfied with the way things are going, with the direction of the team. And the buzz never seems to focus on the guy who owns the team, which is really where the buzz probably should focus.
And instead, you can't do anything about that. No matter what you complain, how many people bitch and complain, uh-huh. You can't change Jerry as the owner general manager. It will never change until he goes the way of Al Davis.
I understand. I didn't say it was fair, but it is happening, and that is the question of, you did not do that. Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Take your headset off and go in the hallway or outside.
We
I can't believe you did that.
Five by five box.
Good God.
Sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I couldn't help it.
You have wheels on your chair.
What?
You have wheels.
The paint is coming off the wall.
God.
Oh, my God.
Now we're going to have to.
It was an accident.
Now we got maintenance fees we got to pay.
The killer got up and left. It really is bad. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what, why don't you just take this segment? I'm going to put the headsets down. There you go.
I'll just step out of the line. You just go ahead. Go ahead and say,
everybody. Scott and Killer have left the little closet that we're in. I am by myself. I have completely derailed the Cowboys segment. I'm sorry, okay? I didn't know it would be that bad.
Oh, and you just bounced up and down on your chair, and it like popped out another one from the foam.
Anyways, to get back to what you were saying about Jerry Jones.
Don't shut the Cowboys. Open the door. God almighty.
God, our show sucks. Unbelievable. We're so derailed.
All right, so we were... Maybe this is what they need. Maybe Jason and Jerry need to sit in a small booth and
just rip his butt and just hang out and laugh.
They need to laugh. They do need to laugh.
We were talking about the Cowboys and the Falcons and the idea that you start to sense as soon as you go 3-4 and the way you lost that game last week where you had a chance to win at the end, the way that you lost, 3 weeks ago to Baltimore where you had a chance to win at the end, you start hearing the grumblings of, this is a mediocre team, and we may be in serious trouble here because we can't execute at the end of the game. And that's a problem.
We were having this conversation out yesterday in the campgrounds. Leave the door open, please, dear God.